Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to you from the United States, and I'm your preacher today as well, with a homily I'm calling When the Worst Happens. I can't really face giving you the whole reading today. We know what happens. 'Tis Good Friday, and Jesus dies a horrible death. The first reading from the prophet Isaiah starts like this. See, my servant shall prosper. He shall be exalted and lifted up, and shall be very high. I'll stop there. This is what prospering looks like. Being nailed to a cross to die. It seems like it's the worst that could possibly happen. The thing is, it isn't though. At least, not from Jesus' perspective. Because he's allowing it to happen. Him who walked on water could have stepped off of that cross. But then what? Fight the soldiers? Bring a bloody revolution about? No. You see, that would have been worse from his perspective. So the worst didn't happen, because the worst would be if he would have been goaded into violence, forsaken everything that he's about bringing life to the world by bringing death to his enemies. And so hanging on that cross, I can't imagine the suffering. But it's a suffering that he could bear with dignity, that he, in a sense, brought on, accepted to bring life to the world. Julian of Norwich, a medieval English mystic, had a beautiful vision of Jesus telling her, "No, if I could have suffered more, I would have, and I would have loved it, because I was suffering for you." And so that suffering was a beautiful thing. 'Tis hard to understand, but it is our faith. And if this is the good news of Jesus Christ, the good news is that Jesus died as he would have it, and for our sake. And sometimes we say the worst is going to happen and suffering is meaningless, but not if God is involved. That's the difference. If death is really the end and that's the end of the story, then that's the worst that can happen. But it is not the end of the story if you believe in God. The trouble is, I believe this, and I've seen it in my own life, in the lives of people who I've met, who through suffering have been opened up to new realities, new ways to love, new relationships, overcoming the bridges separating them from others. Suffering embrace that brought on beautiful changes. But then, I think about the war in Ukraine. I can't imagine that either. My own city being bombed, obliterated, bodies lying in the street. I don't want to imagine. But then I think, yes, let's send them more weapons. They have to defend themselves against this aggression. But that isn't what Jesus did. Jesus said, "No, I'd rather die than fight back and kill you. And I don't think that's the right response in Ukraine. But I don't know why. And I don't have the words for that. Sure, in our tradition, we say a just war. You can always defend yourself. But here on Good Friday, looking at Jesus on the cross, it's just black. It's too dark for me to see how this all fits together. And so the best I can do is offer that to you today, to really meditate on that death on the cross and see how Jesus chose that and teaches us to embrace suffering for the sake of something greater, the better world it can bring about. And then maybe by really embracing that, we'll see a better way forward, a better way to head off not only ending this war, but maybe ending wars. I leave you with that blessing today. And sorry I don't have better words of hope. There is good news in there. It's just hard to see on Good Friday.